And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwan accused Beijing of bullying on Saturday after Chinese fighter jets and bombers made their largest ever incursion into the island's air defense zone. Premier Su Tseng-chang told reporters Saturday, China has been bellicose and damaging regional peace while engaging in many bullying acts. He added, it's evident that the international community rejects such behaviors by China more and more. Beijing markets National Day on Friday with its biggest aerial show of force against Taiwan to date, buzzing the self-ruled democratic island with 38 warplanes, including nuclear-capable H-6 bombers. Taiwan's defense ministry said it scrambled its aircraft to broadcast warnings after 22 fighters, two bombers, and one anti-submarine aircraft entered the island's southwest air defense zone on Friday. A second batch of 13 jets then crossed into Taiwan's zone, air defense zone later on Friday. It was a rare night incursion, bringing the total to a record 38, according to the ministry. Taiwan's 23 million people live under the constant threat of invasion by China, which views the island as its territory and has vowed one day to seize it by force if necessary. China's top anti-corruption watchdog said Saturday it's investigating a former justice minister, Fu Shenghua, the latest high-ranking domestic security official to be brought before the authorities in a broad crackdown. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection said it suspected Fu of serious violations of discipline and national laws. The statement offered no other details about the investigation. This is VOA News. Citizens of Qatar began voting in the Emirates' first legislative election Saturday. It's a symbolic nod to democracy, although analysts say it will not lead to power shifting away from the ruling family. The vote is for 30 members of the 45-member Shura Council. It's a body with limited powers that was previously appointed by the emir as an advisory chamber. Observers say the decision to hold the election, required under the 2004 constitution but repeatedly delayed, comes amid heightened scrutiny as Qatar prepares to host the 2022 World Cup. The Shura will be allowed to propose legislation, approve the budget, and recall ministers, but the emir, all-powerful and the world's largest exporter of liquefied natural gas, will have veto power. Citizens of Georgia go to the polls today to vote in local elections a day after the arrest of ex-president and opposition politician Mikhail Saakashvili. The vote could escalate a political standoff between the ruling party and the opposition. Saakashvili left Georgia in 2013 and was sentenced in absentia to prison. In 2018, he was arrested on Friday after he returned to Georgia and called on his supporters to vote for the opposition. He also said they should stage a street protest after the election. President Salome Zurabishvili said she would not pardon the 53-year-old after his arrest. She accused him of deliberately trying to destabilize the country. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he is backing out of an announced plan to run for vice president in next year's elections and will instead retire from politics after his term ends. He announced his surprise decision on Saturday. Philippine presidents are limited by the Constitution to a single six-year term. Opponents had said they would question the legality of Duterte's announced vice presidential run before the Supreme Court. Duterte took office in 2016 and launched a crackdown on illegal drugs that left more than 6,000 suspects dead. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for killing a member of Pakistan's minority Sikh community earlier in the week in the northwestern city of Peshawar. An IS statement issued late Friday described Satnam Singh as a polytheist and said he was shot dead by IS members. Pakistani officials have denied any organized IS presence in the country. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.